The next one there was tabled, Mr. Lester. Okay. Give me a minute. Next one under advisement is 9567. 66. Excuse me. 66 and 67. This is a peninsula long neck.
I don't think we've granted a 21-foot height variance.
We did end up to pot nets for tunnel when they came in on their new one that they had. It was 60. It was 63 or 64 feet high. Just their cupola on their building. Yeah, or 68 feet. I'm sorry, because we had two of them. Yeah, we did it down there for them.
On the golf course.
Yeah, the golf course. Yeah.
Clubhouse.
Thing. Clubhouse thing, rather. I was trying to think there. Yeah. Yeah, because remember they had that weren't gonna have no living thing in it at all. Then they wanted to go up 18 feet, 19 feet above it. It ended up being 63 or 65 feet. Hadn't been too long ago. Yep.
You've done a lot of cupolas. You've not done a whole lot of...
No.
It's
roofs, but cupolas, yeah.
I think the other thing that was considered with this one versus that one is that this is not just one building.
15.
It's 15 of them. Mm-hmm. No, but I meant just it had to be done though first. Oh, yeah, then it's a good point there. Huh?
They
12 units to each one. It's 180, yeah.
It appears to be in character with the development. 700 and some acres. It's not like it stands out in Fenwick Island or.
Oh, no. 760, what was it?
55.
755 acres. Yeah, it's not going to stand.
4 miles of shoreline.
Yeah, 4 miles of shoreline. So it's not going to stand out.
It's going to start looking like a mountain.
Mm-hmm. I won't be able to see it.
Up the creek.
Up the creek. No.
I guess my concern is what kind of precedent we might set here, especially with that many units that high. But I don't know.
Well, I think that. You know, I think that if it was, it's a peninsula, it's on its own, yeah. 700 and some acres,
yeah.
Which I think is less concerning than if it was
right.
A development next to other developments or certainly in near a municipality.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to concur with that. That big of an acre, bigger, yeah, much acreage involved.
You know, that makes it unique as opposed, you know, so the precedent. But, you know.
He said on large if they have like that on large lot. And yeah, I don't have any problem after.
You can make good arguments on both sides of this. You know, we just had the thing down at the Kinsale Glen where the county had basically, or the council had said, we don't want you messing around with things that we do in RPCs and conditions that we attach to approvals. And we're sort of doing that here, except that P&Z's already approved some 55-foot buildings elsewhere in that subdivision. And
right.
And which kind of set the standard already, and as you've all mentioned, it's really such a confined area. It's not, it's not going to stand out like the ones in Fenwick and
not isolated. Yeah, I had no problem with it after that big a lot. But Gabe, how do you feel?
I'll go along with it. I mean, it's quite a large area.
Area, Mr. Workman.
I'm in favor of it.
Mr. Hunt? Okay, that being the consensus of the board that everyone's in favor, I'll entertain a motion then. And that's on case number 9566. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to approve case number 9566. It's a minimum variance to full relief, and it's not going to be out of character of the neighborhood.
It is. Okay. Have a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9566. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion carried. Case is approved.